This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Also in the new year, the federal agency that oversees labor union activity will get a budget increase. Congress approved the boost in funding for the National Labor Relations Board in the omnibus spending package passed last week. The NLRB processes union petitions, conducts union elections, makes sure collective bargaining is conducted fairly, and it investigates possible violations of federal labor law. But over the last decade or so, its resources have been stretched thinner, which labor advocates say has constrained the agency's ability to do its job. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Until this latest $25 million budget increase, funding for the National Labor Relations Board had remained unchanged for almost a decade. That's led to a 30% drop in staffing levels, says Carla Walter at the Center for American Progress.
This is particularly important in this moment in history because we're seeing that unions are more popular than they've been in decades.
Union membership has trended down since the 70s, but petitions to unionize surged by more than 50% last fiscal year as high-profile organizing efforts took off at companies like Starbucks. Unfair labor practice complaints and strike activity have also increased in recent years, says Kate Bronfenbrenner at Cornell's Industrial and Labor Relations School.
They have more work than they've had in decades.
And the less staff the NLRB has, she says, the longer it takes to investigate and resolve complaints.
If a worker is fired for union activity or an employer illegally locks workers out, to deal with those cases can take years.
The agency argues the delays harm workers and employers by postponing what can end up being a decision in their favor. And delays can have a chilling effect on organizing, says Harvard Law professor Sharon Block, who served on the NLRB during the Obama administration.
If the agency that's supposed to protect your rights doesn't have the resources to ensure that that happens, the result is that those rights become illusory, right? They become meaningless.
She says the increase in funding Congress approved will likely avert the predicted need for furloughs in the coming year, but it falls short of the amount the Biden administration said was needed to strengthen the agency's enforcement powers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.